Amen. Amen. Brother Bobby, lead us in a word of prayer.
Now, Heavenly Father, we bow again, thanking you, God, for your goodness and mercy. Heavenly Father, we pray, God, today that if anything is done here today, God, it is to lift you up, Heavenly Father. We pray, God, Heavenly Father, today, Lord, that we just let your word seep into our heart, dear God. Heavenly Father, we pray today, God, that we allow your spirit to move us, dear God. Yes. Heavenly Father, we move, God, in accordance. Heavenly Father, to that faith, God, that little bit that you planted in us, God, and we pray, God, tonight, today, would you grow it, Lord, this week, God, would you let it show? Heavenly Father, in the Bible school, dear God, would you help us, dear God, to assure that this week that what we believe, dear God. Help us, Heavenly Father, to stand on your word, dear God. Let it be our foundation, dear God. Let our hope, God, that it was in us, dear Lord, let it shine and overflow to others, dear God. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you just save somebody this week, dear God. Yes. Heavenly Father, would you just settle their eternity in their heart, dear God. And Heavenly Father, would you grow them, God, to be a better Christian than we've ever been, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Y'all can be seated.
Wait, can we sing that first verse?
Yes, we can.
79.
Hey, we're going to sing that first verse. Let me get back here. Chris, you sing out on the tenor out there, okay? Bring it out. Here we go.
My Jesus, I love thee.
Look at page 184. There's not many things that we can stand on, but we can stand on the Word of God. And you mentioned that in prayer. 184.
Thank you.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. I love to tell the story. Look at page 444. After we sing this, I'm going to get all the kids to come up, and we're going to sing, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. And Chris and Marilyn was playing that just a little while ago, and I want us to sing that. So I'll get all the kids to come up after we sing this. I love to tell the story.
Jesus, and His love.
Man, that is so sweet. So sweet. Does anybody have a word that I can share before I have the kids come up? We're going to sing a song all together. Y'all come up. Y'all come up. Look to page 586. 586. Y'all stay right back in front of me.
God bless.
Thank you. saying tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Mike.
You got controllers right now that works in northern lights. If you work now.
Yeah, how about that? Are they taped too then? I guess they are. When I came in and saw all the beautiful work that was done in here, and I thought, boy, some folks have been busy getting things done. But y'all know how I am about change, and when I saw that the bench that Brother Bobby and I normally sit on was gone, and the book board was gone, and I started having flashbacks, Brother Michael, of those years in elementary school when they would change things around. And I kid you not, I had issues with that when I was a kid. But it's good to be here. I love each and every one of you. Good to see some of you's come in since I hadn't seen. Sitting facing this way, you don't see you when you come in. And so, but it's good to see each and every one of you that's come in. I want to say also that I am excited about our Bible school. Been looking forward to it, and I'm hoping that we can lead some young people and maybe some adults to the Lord. We don't know. We may have some adults that come that don't know Jesus and the free pardon of sin, and it'd be nice to know that we could lead them to the Lord. And young folks, I want to encourage you kids here that are saved. You got a lot of influence on a lot of kids that may be coming here that are not saved. And so I want to tell you, let the Lord use you. Don't step out on something on your own, but let the Lord use you, and you can play a part in winning somebody to Christ. All we can do is do what God asks us to do, and then the rest is between that person and the Lord. So, looking forward to that. It's good to be here. I'm glad one more time to be able to pray for Brother Michael. Sister Allison had to carry him. He was getting a little nauseated. I'm sure he's on some medicine for some pain with his arm, and he got a little nauseated. So please pray for them. Yes, go ahead.
Earlier this week, we were working back and forth between the sanctuary and the fellowship hall. And I was kind of going back and forth because I'm a little bit tall. I can help put up some stuff and bury things. And we were outside. The kids were playing outside. And it had been a little cloudy. It rained a little bit that day. And there was a beautiful rainbow in the sky. And so we stopped for a minute. And we were admiring the rainbow. And I'm doing the children's devotional. So I'm already been in teacher mode all week, trying to study and prepare myself. And we were talking about the rainbow, and I said, you know what the rainbow symbolizes, don't you? Some did, some did. And I said, that's God's promise that he'd never flood the world again with water. And one young man who's here in the church today, he didn't miss a beat, and he said, well, what about Texas? And I had to think for a second. And he called me to pause, but I said, you know, that's God's promise that he won't flood the whole world. But it doesn't mean that there won't be natural disasters. There won't be terrible things happen. But it made me reflect when I went home about what the theme is this week. And the posters are all on the wall over there. At the end of it, if we doubt, if we need help, if we're wondering, if we have questions, we can trust Jesus. And the word, if I can say anything to the children, anyone here, this word never lies. It never fails. And no matter what we go through, no matter what tribulation or trial or terrible thing that happens in the world, one thing we can do is we can trust Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
And I want to ask all of you, I know some of you can't make Vacation Bible School this week. I know some of you can't or don't, it doesn't matter. But would you please, every one of you this week, would you pray for everyone here and pray for the children? Would you pray that whoever's here, whoever works, whoever helps or attends, that we can look at the children through Jesus' eyes and not our own. They'll see him and not us.
and that the Holy Spirit will move and touch and help the children that need to be helped. So please, every day, I ask you from my heart, because I'm going to need your strength. Everybody else is going to need your strength. Pray.
Sure.
And keep it in prayer. I know God will move in the mighty way.
Sure. Amen. I thought about what Brother Mark said about the tragedy in Texas, and it's still going on. They're still in a recovery and a search and rescue mode, and there's several that are still missing that haven't been located yet. And I'm reminded that I appreciate so much the Sunday school that we had. It's been maybe a year or two ago. I lose track of time, but Brother Michael, in teaching us, we were in Genesis, and talking about the fall of man and the curse that was pronounced upon this earth because of the fall of man. And I'm reminded sometimes when I think, and I say, why did this happen, or why did that happen? But I'm reminded every time that I hear bad news or something tragic that we do live in a cursed world. We do. I said you can plant 10 tomato plants, and for some reason beyond our knowing, one will just die. And we wonder why the other ones made it and one died. And we're reminded that we live in an imperfect, cursed world today. Every time someone gets a diagnosis that they don't like or that we don't like to hear, we have to remember we're in a cursed world today. But praise God, if that was all there was just a cursed world, what a depressing place this would be. But I'm glad today because of Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary's cross. Amen. We've got joy and we've got peace today, even when the storms are going on in life. Amen. If you'll turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy, I have two places I'd like to read in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and then over, it'll be the next book over in Joshua, the 1st chapter. And I'd like to try to tie these together and try to maybe testify for just a minute on what God has shown us. And in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, I want to read about 3 verses. And in the 6th chapter, 10th verse, it says, "And it shall be," this is Moses speaking to the people, "and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which thou sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fieldest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." And I feel like that's as far as I'll read in Deuteronomy. And if you'll turn over to the first chapter of Joshua, and I'm going to begin reading with the first verse and just read a few verses here. "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He said, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And I could read on a little further there, but I feel like that's far enough. And just for a few minutes, I'd like to preach on a thought called handling success. Handling success. And I begin to think about this, and we see a lot of folks that they'll do good, and maybe in our carnal eyes we'll see them get great wealth and gain in this life, and some of them can handle it and some can't. You see a ball team every now and then that it will just be leading the other team by a large amount and just be outmanning the other team. We've seen it many, many times with our favorite teams that we follow. And you've seen them get to a point where, as my daddy would say, they just start playing sloppy. They just get sloppy. They get secure with a 30 or 40 point lead and everything just saying, and before you know it, you've seen it happen before. It don't happen all the time, but you've seen that other team gradually come back and gradually come back. And by the end of the fourth quarter, it's turned into a 1-point game, and it comes down to just one play making the difference. And you can always say they just couldn't handle success. They couldn't handle being ahead. And I'm afraid sometimes in our Christian life today, we have a little trouble handling the success that God gives us today. Amen. I begin to think about as we look, and Moses told the children of Israel over here about going over into the land of Canaan. And Moses was not able, as we know, to go over there with them. But he told them about how going over there into the land of Canaan and telling them to be careful lest they forget the God who brought them over there. And it's so easy today in the world that we live, and we look around at what God's have blessed us with today, and I have so much more than I ever thought I would have today, and I figure you're the same way. But I'm going to tell you today, if we're not careful, when we have to learn how to handle success today, we have to learn when God is blessing the church, amen, and God's adding to the church, how easy it is to get less dependent upon God and to get more dependent upon ourselves today. Amen. Amen. Preacher, this ain't a Bible school message. Well, you just take that up with Jesus. That's what I tell Belinda when she don't like him. I said, you just take that up with the Lord, and you and him come to an agreement on it. But I'll tell you today, I'll tell you, if we'll look at this today, and we'll see and we'll learn from history and learn what happened back over in the Old Testament and things that are happening today, if we will take that. I remember a history teacher telling me at Pinson Valley High School, he said, if we don't learn from what happened previously. We're bound to make the same mistakes again. And boy, I've come to believe that in my life. And so as we begin to look at this and we see the children of Israel, they're getting ready to cross over into the land of Canaan. And God's fixing to start really blessing these people. And I begin to think here as I begin to look, and that God tells Joshua that if they'll keep the law and keep the commandments, they'll have great success. I believe if we study the scriptures, we'll find that God cannot lie today. So he told Joshua, said, if you'll keep the commandments and do that that I say, you'll have success and you'll prosper today. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, for a preacher that don't like hearing messages that God wants us all to be rich, I sure do like knowing that we can prosper in the Lord today. I really do. Boy, I love you. I really do. Amen. That we can prosper in the Lord. And so we go on a little further here, and we find out that the Lord parts the Jordan River there, and they're able to walk on dry ground over into Canaan land. And one of the first things that they did in handling success was that they took some stones out from the river there, and they put them up for a memorial to be reminded years down the road when your kids come back and ask, what does this heap of stones stand for? We can tell them this is when God parted the Jordan River and we was able to cross over. Amen. Boy, that's handling success pretty good, wasn't it? They was giving God the praise. Amen. But I'm going to tell you today, it's very easy. It's very easy when things are going successful to begin to get more self-dependent. Amen. Boy, we fight that. No wonder Paul said, but he's in a battle. He's in a fight, his flesh against the spirit, amen. that I would, I do not. And that I wouldn't do, I do. No wonder he was battling, amen. But I'm going to tell you something today. If we'll give God praise and glory for the success, not only that we have at Liberty Hill Missionary Baptist Church, but the success we have when we sit down at our kitchen table and we've got more food set before us than we can eat. Amen. I'm going to tell you, my dog eats some good scraps because she just fixes more than what two people can eat. I'm going to tell you something today, and I don't ever take that for granted. I remember my mother saying when she was a little girl, I remember she said, I can remember going to bed hungry. Said, we didn't starve. God took care of us. But she said, I can remember going to bed hungry. And it wasn't because I had parents that didn't love me. It's because we just didn't have enough food to fill us all up. Amen. So don't you ever think I take for granted, amen, success at the kitchen table. Amen. When God blesses us and gives us that. But let's go a little further here. He parted the River Jordan. And if you'll read the scriptures, you'll find that God was blessing Joshua and the children of Israel. They were winning battle after battle. Amen. They were. God told them. I said, I'll be with you. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. I'm going to be with you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If I get away from God, you can say boo and it'll scare me to death. But boy, when I've got him deep down in my heart and I've got the boldness of God, all the devils in hell can't scare me today. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God's blessing the children of Israel. He's blessing Joshua. Amen. Boy, you have to love Joshua, don't you? He was a man of God. Amen. The Bible teaches us that next they go, and I think I preached on this a few weeks ago. Next they go and they march around Jericho. And they followed by the blueprint what God gave them to do in order for them to go in and take Jericho, for those walls to fall. And the Bible said that they did according to the word of the Lord. Amen. And on that seventh day, I believe it was, the Bible said those walls came down. Let me tell you something else about that. There was a woman named Rahab that hid those spies when they came over in there into the land of Canaan to look it over. And they came into Jericho there. There was a woman named Rahab that hid those spies. The world might forget if you do a good deed or you do something good. The world may not acknowledge that, and they may forget it. But aren't you glad the church don't? Aren't you glad God don't? Amen. And when they went in there and them walls came down and they went in there, the Bible said that they took Rahab, all her family, and brought them out to the camp of Israel over there. Amen. So God was blessing. He was causing Israel to succeed, if you'll have it that way. He is causing Israel to prosper. And Israel, in turn, was praising and obeying God. And obeying God. You can't outgive God today. As long as you put Him first and you praise Him and you lift Him up, amen. No wonder David said, "My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You can't outgive Him today. But sometimes I need a little lesson on handling success. Amen. I need a little lesson on that. Everything's going good for the children of Israel. Everybody they come up against, they're winning the battle. And then they come up on Ai. Have you ever heard folks refer to Iran? Just recently we sent Bunker Busters, I think is the name of it, over into Iran to bomb their underground bunkers for nuclear weapons. And how many times I heard the news media say, Iran is a little country. It's a little country. And the U.S. only has to just make a move to destroy their infrastructure, to destroy their nuclear weapons. When they went and looked at this place called Ai, this enemy they were fixing to go to battle with, they came back and they told Joshua, and I'm saying this out of my own knowing, we can beat them with one hand tied behind their back. There's not many of them. We were thrilled, and we should have been, and felt patriotic when men went over there. These brave pilots that went over there and dropped these bombs. But let me tell you something. Terrorism's from within. Terrorism's from within. They're not going after our military. They're going after civilians. And it's hard to keep an eye on every enemy that's living under your house. Amen? So the Bible said that they came back and told Joshua, said, this little country, Ai, why, they ain't much to them. Said, there ain't no point in depleting our whole military over there. Let's just send a few men over there. And you know the story. They did that. The Bible said that those that they sent over there to fight this little place called Ai, that the Israelites begin to retreat and run. That was unheard of. God's people retreating? God's people running? Joshua knew something was wrong because God had been blessing them. Success, you see, success had been theirs. And good things were happening. And God was blessing the children of Israel. And I get word that we are retreating? So Joshua does what every person of God ought to do when we see Satan hitting again the church. Amen. Joshua took it straight to God. Joshua took it straight to God. Amen. God, shame on us. Shame on us. This ain't like us to retreat in a battle. God will not leave you ignorant. He'll not leave you ignorant. When something bad has happened in our country, amen, God doesn't leave us ignorant in that thing. Amen. God told Joshua, said, you know, one of the commandments, one of the rules that I gave over there in taking Jericho, that you slew everything that's in there, everybody that's in there. I know this don't sound good, but every man, woman, child, livestock, everything, take them all, slew them all. And he said of the gold and the silver and all the belongings of the people of Jericho, he said, bring that back, I believe it was, to the house of the Lord. And I can just see Joshua, yeah, God, I remember you telling us that. Thought that's what we did. But God said, somebody has taken, he didn't call names. He basically said, there's sin in the camp. He said, somebody has taken of those things and they've hid them under their tent and they brought reproach and a curse, not only upon themselves, but upon all of Israel. Do you think that if I go out and commit a public sin, naturally, I've hurt myself and I've hurt my family. But do you think that I could bring a reproach upon the church? Sure. And not only me as your pastor can do that, but any of you that go out and commit a public offense, you've brought, now whether we deal with it or not, that's up to the church, but you bring a reproach on the church. And that's exactly what Achan did when he took of this Babylonian garment, this wedge of gold. The Bible said that when he saw it, he admitted that when he saw it, he just could not resist himself to take a little bit of that and put it in his house. Handling success is hard for a lot of folks today. The devil will creep in. It'll put desires and wants and lust into people's lives. It will cause them to do things that normally they wouldn't do. But it brings trouble. Let me tell you what, read you here what James said. Now this brought death. This wasn't a slap on the wrist to Achan. Achan, you shouldn't have done that. It wasn't a 5-year prison sentence. It was death. Not only to him, This was customary back in these days. Aren't you glad we're living in the day of grace today? This was customary. Brought death to Achan, to his family. James said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen. Handling success today, amen, is something God will give us grace to do. It's when knowing when to put things in their proper place today. Amen. I realized and I thought about how y'all remember Richard Scrooge, and I hate to bring names up, but some of you are too young to remember this. But several years ago, the head man over Health South, he got in some trouble. Amen. And basically, it came down to greed. That's what it came down to. I'm not any better than he is. I could have done the same thing. But when it was all said and done, it came down to greed. This man and this board of directors and these lawyers were making money hand over fist. But it wasn't enough. I hate getting on this. I really do. I don't like talking about things like that. But I want to make a point. Success was theirs. Success was theirs. And not going into detail, but from what I understand, they were doing something called cooking the books. And what that basically means is you're showing your stockholders there's more here than what there is, deceiving the stockholders. My understanding, if they had just told them how much was there and been honest about it, they would have still had stockholders investing. But you know the story. He was caught, prosecuted, not only him, but the people under him. And one of the men under him, his last name was Bean, I believe it was. And I wouldn't take anything for the interview that I heard him make on the radio. You've heard of rags to riches. This was a riches to rags story. He said, I was part of that was doing the corruption. I was involved in it. I was the one helping by the order of those over me. I was the one helping to cook the book, so to speak. He said, I had houses in Florida, houses in the mountains. He said, we ate at the finest restaurants and I drove the finest vehicles. But he said, we just couldn't handle success. We just couldn't handle success. And he said, I couldn't do nothing else but when I stood before a court of law, but simply tell the truth. And he said, I didn't point fingers. He said, I was told by those over me what to do. I knew it was wrong, and I did it. He said, therefore, he said, I suffer the consequences for a decision I made. He said, instead of homes on the Gulf and homes in the mountains, fine cars and the finest restaurants, he said, I now own a riding mower, a push mower, and a weed eater. And he said, that's how I make my living. Said that to say this, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And no matter where we think we're at in life, sometimes we think we're untouchable. And I'm going to tell you, God knows exactly where we're at. Some can handle success, some can't. God knows who can, and He knows who can't. But I want to encourage you today, whatever God has blessed you with, and I consider myself rich, I do, you should too. If only being saved was all that I had, it would make me richer. As Glenn Payne said at his birthday party, I'm the richest man in the world. But what we have can be taken just like that. Just like that. Achan brought a reproach upon Israel. It was a serious crime he committed. And there was a payment for that. But Joshua and the children of Israel did what was right. He said, bring them out, family by family, man by man. God didn't tell him it was Achan. He said, you're going to find out who it is. We're going to get them to confess their self what they did. And he brought them out, man by man. And I don't know how many that he had to bring out before he got to Achan. What did Judah say? I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood of Jesus. Then he went and hanged himself. Achan admitted exactly what he had done. I had a lot of other scripture that I wanted to read, but time's not going to permit. But I want to ask you today, what are you doing with the success that God's blessed you with today? What are you doing with the success that God's blessed you with? In our carnal minds, we look at success by what a person possesses in their hand, or what they own, or what their bank account is. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the success God's given you. A family, a loving family, a loving church, good neighbors, food on your table, far more than just the necessities of life. I've always figured that something to wear when it's cold, something to eat when I'm hungry, and some place to keep me dry when it's raining. That's necessities. And everything above that, Brother Ricky, is blessings and grace from God that I don't deserve, but somehow or another He's given. And that just thrills me to death. I want to encourage you. If you don't know how to handle success today, if the devil's fixing to lead you into making a very poor decision, a lot of times success causes folks to get out of church, don't it? God's blessed me with a good job. He's given me a lot of hours to work. He's working me on Saturday. He's working me on Sunday, every 7 days a week. And you ought to see my paycheck. What can happen? Pretty soon, that Sunday will turn in the next Sunday. Y'all don't get me wrong. If I call the fire department in the middle of the day on Sunday, I want a fireman to show up. And if I go to the doctor, emergency room, at 11 on Sunday morning, I hope a doctor's there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about folks that have taken their success and they have put that on the front burner of their life. You miss church one time, you miss it twice, you miss it three times, I can tell you from experience, it'll get easier and you'll feel less guilty. You'll feel less guilty about missing that fourth time. And that fifth or sixth time, it'll become old hat with you. You'll start... Sunday will be, I've had people tell me, preacher, that's the only day that I can be with my family, that our family can get together. Well, with most families it is. Most people work all the time that ain't retired. So Sunday's usually that day. But I've had them tell me, that's the day my kids come. So you just won't see me over at the house of God. why don't you take them kids and say, come on and go with us. We're only going to be there hour and a half, 2 hours. What time is it? We're not going to be there long. Why don't you come go with us? Amen. Come get us a song. I just looked at my watch and I didn't realize it was that long.
5:91.
Well, I'd love for you to, just for a few minutes, while everybody stands, I'd like for just a few minutes for us to get our mind maybe off of what we're going to be doing here in a few hours in Bible school, get our mind off of what we're going to eat for lunch and all these things. But I'd like for us to just personally, just us and God, what am I doing with the success that God has given me, the prosperity that God has blessed me with? What am I doing with that? What am I doing with it? And God, has the prosperity that you blessed me with, has it become a hindrance in my serving you? That'd be a good question to ask. Has it become a hindrance in my serving you today? Go ahead and sing.